Long live Verdi. It all began when Napoleon Bonaparte offered a generous prize to anyone who could find a way to store food for a long time, to allow his army a better and safer supply. A French chef, Nicolas Appert, won the prize, but it was not until years later that French engineer Philippe de Girard invented the tin containers that enabled a wide distribution of canned food. In just a few years, a plethora of brands and canned products inundated the market. At a time when illiteracy was still widespread, tying the success of a product to the manufacturer's name alone could be a limitation to its recognizability, so the canning industry thought to distinguish itself by using easily memorable images such as animals, mythological heroes, famous people. Prominent among them was Parma-born Giuseppe Verdi. The image of the fathers of the fatherland confirms the ideal genealogical construction highlighted by Alberto Mario Bonti. Imagine the nation as a system of descent with its own genealogy or specific historicity. The first decades after unification shaped the myth of national unity. Verdi, with his works, embodied a system of narration and representation that consolidated the idea of national unity. Verdi is the myth of post-unification Italy. Through the images of Verdi's characters, the behavior and actions of historical figures are brought to life and linked to the nation's present, so much so that, due to its popularity, melodrama is read by historians as a powerful means of mass communication.